I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Both Democrats and Republicans in Western North Carolina say the recently passed federal infrastructure bill can make significant progress on the region's most pressing problem, internet access. Many of the 4% of North Carolinians that live in an area without any broadband infrastructure do so in the mountains, says Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer.
And while that might sound like a great place to go vacation for a little while, it's not very functional if you're trying to get an education and work for a living.
The pandemic only made that lack of connection more glaring. Dr. William Cederberg retired to the mountains after serving as president of three different colleges and universities, as well as 12 years as a Republican state senator in Michigan. He's now the chair of the WNC Broadband Project and details one such way they had to go to great lengths to get students internet access for remote learning.
13% of the students in Western North Carolina had no internet service at home. And so we and other organizations have worked together to provide hotspots for these students. And you'll see right here, if you walk into the library, as I did a minute ago, you can check out a hotspot that you can take home and have internet connectivity through your cell phone.
Under the infrastructure bill, North Carolina will receive at least $100 million that eligible residents will be able to apply for to pay for internet access. I'm Matt Bush, BPR News.